might not be able to do our regular binge shopping, meet up with friends at the local pub, or continue classes at the gym, but we can still keep ourselves healthy and fit. Alicia Nikomovitz, age 32, living in a French suburb, showed us how. On his balcony in Balma, he ran a 42.2-kilometer marathon at a steady 6 hours, 48 minutes. Though nauseous and worried about the steady foot-pounding his neighbors might object to, he ran to make a point. Several, in fact. He wanted to bring attention to the remarkable medical staff at the front lines of the virus, to provide a distraction from the bad news of the virus, and to show that physical fitness is possible, even in confined physical spaces. In my book, he's the Mario Andretti of balcony running. I have a yard. The front measures 10 steps by 21 steps, and the back 32 steps by 30. That's a combined 1,170 square steps. Certainly in that amount of space, I could run a little marathon of my own. But I won't. What I will do is trot my dog around the yard's perimeter, do my marching and grapevine steps all over the place, and swing my arms around like a windmill when I'm not leashed to my dog. Breathe in some clean sycamore air and take advantage of all that I do have in this time of spatial confinement. I am Sharon Nicola, and that is my perspective.